more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking.
7:58. The world has changed. Let's say good morning to you in Dominica and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Welcome to Dominica's most talked about talk show. Beautiful day in Dominica, but a rough day in Houston, Houston, Texas. Have them in our prayers this morning. Good morning, good morning. On the various frequencies, Digicel Play, Mapping 2K4, the internet tuning radio. Good morning. In Dominica and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Tropical Storm Harvey has made landfall again in the U.S. state of Louisiana after hovering in the Gulf of Mexico. Low-lying New Orleans, devastated by 2005's Hurricane Katrina, is bracing to receive up to 10 inches of rain in 36 hours, with flash floods a major risk. The storm which earlier achieved hurricane status, has dumped record rainfall in that region. Large parts of Texas, a city of Houston, underwater, and more than 20 people are reported dead. Thousands of people there have fled their homes in search of emergency shelter amid severe flooding. Dominica, it's a very serious situation as we speak, and I heard the Prime Minister talking on TV last night, saying that he will soon pay a visit to Houston any day now to touch base with Dominicans living in Houston and checking out their needs. So the Prime Minister, as I said, will be heading to Houston any day now. On the line with me, and I reported just a while ago that the storm, which earlier achieved hurricane status, dumped record rainfall in that region. Thousands of people, including our good friend Mr. Bannis from the area of Castle Bruce, had to, you know, leave his home in search of emergency shelter. He reported to us earlier about the status of a number of Dominicans living in Houston as we speak. He's on the line with us this morning, and I'm sure many, many Dominicans, as always, in Houston, locked into the big station this morning. Mr. Bannis, good morning to you, sir. Sorry to hear about your situation. Good morning. What can you tell us?
The situation is we're still in shock. Some people are still hurting. But the good thing about Houston, in times like that, we really come together. So it's a lot of work out there, rescue mission and voluntary people who probably survive it, just out there doing their work. So everybody's mobilizing themselves in one way or the other. As for the current situation, my current situation is that my neighborhood, which never flooded ever, is not even in the flood zone. It's not even on records as a flooding area. It got flooded until water come up all the way up to the house. So we had to abandon that neighborhood and get a boat and get out of there.
A boat and what you normally use as your street, huh?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about a boat with a big generator, a big motor at the back of it? It's not just a little canoe.
Wow.
We're talking about a good-sized boat that could hold at least 16, 20 people on the street. And so we just had a boat and a couple of water bikes going up and down, just transferring people back and forth. People could only take probably what they need. I only get one change of clothes. Most I have right now is a cell phone and a charger. So I could be rich anywhere, but I walk back and forth today. I tried getting back at my house yesterday. I went from the back and had to jump fence from neighbors to neighbors to neighbors and jump walls and stuff like that. And getting there, I had to still stay from a distance and look. I don't have a good assessment of the damages yet. But I have no car because both cars are in there. I'm not sure if they are flooded or not. So I'm just by a friend's house. I couldn't even get to a shelter or a hotel because the roads are blocked. I don't have a car. Where am I going? So there is a friend who did not get flooded, like a mile away. So I cannot move over there for now. So I'm here now. I'm comfortable. Everything is good. There are people.
So you're with your friend at this time?
Yes, I'm at a friend's house at this time. So I'll probably... I have a lot of family in Houston, but just can't get to them. I could go to a hotel, but just can't get to it, you know? So I'm good now. I'm comfortable. So there are a lot of people that are worse off. I mean, it's not even just about all that, but the psychological effect it's having on some people. Devastated. There was one lady who was in the middle of the water. She got rescued. When she got rescued, she jumped back in the water. I mean, what would lead you to do that?
I can well understand. But what paint for us, Glenn, if you will, the situation with a few other Dominicans that you have spoken to at this time who may be affected.
There's a few people who lost items, like their home got flooded, and if your home got flooded, you know your floor got replaced. You know your furniture's probably on maybe a whole lot of other things. A lot of Dominicans also, their car got flooded. Some people have their only means of transportation. And in Houston, if you know Houston pretty good, if you don't have a car, you can't get work. You can't do nothing. If you're in New York, that's fine. You could take the bus. You could take the railway. Houston is built differently. It is very large in size. The buses don't run everywhere, because it's just an open area. So you're going to have to need a car. So people who, I'm not sure if everybody cars are properly insured. I'm not sure if everybody homes are properly insured. I'll give you a good example. Some homes are not insured for flood. Why? Is that some insurance company won't insure you for flood if you're not in the flooding zone.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, right?
I get you.
Well, the non-flooding areas got flooded. So as to what is going to happen, we don't know. Maybe FEMA will cover some of that. Maybe the insurance might make a deal with you, but we just don't know. So the uncertainty is also a problem. What is going to happen next week? Another big example is that we have people who work per hour. And if you work, you get paid. If you don't work, you don't get paid. Now, some people live paycheck to paycheck. But what if next week bills are due, but you're not gonna get paid next week because you didn't work this week? So loss of income is another problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a multiple effect. So what is to come now? We don't know how many deaths there really is. When the waters really recede, we don't know how many people is under there.
Because, of course, the authorities are reporting some 20 people dead so far.
Yes, right now. That's what they're
official,
reporting.
Yes.
They only report what they really have and they can see and they can actually have evidence of. But there are people that misplaced, and we're not sure if they're in a shelter or if they're under cover under some water. We don't know. So in the upcoming weeks and months, a lot more will be revealed. So the situation is still problematic. Imagine yesterday, the sun peaked out for 30 minutes, and you had people on the street celebrating like we just won the NBA championship, you know, like what they do in the street.
Wow.
Because we haven't seen the sun for 5 days. So half an hour sun was a big celebration. So it's, yeah.
But I heard Mr. Bannis, I don't know if you're aware, you've been part of the association, the Dominica Association in Houston, the Prime Minister announcing last night that he will be on his way to Houston. Do you think now is the right time to make that journey or trip?
I mean, right now, any little thing will do. If the Prime Minister could come and reassure the people that is good, or at least say something nice to the people, if anybody can just do that, that is great. The no is not the big deal. I mean, right now, people are hurting. Like, sometimes my friend call me and just say, hey, how you doing? And I feel good about it. If the Prime Minister could come and do that, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
problem. I understand that.
And he can come 2 weeks later on, that's still great. So it doesn't matter.
Is there anything that you might need, Dominicans up there in Houston, immediately? Is there any way we could reach out to you?
Well, we always have the Dominica Houston Association, which I always let handle things like that because they are a formal association. I don't like to do it individually as such. So if there's anything that you want to reach out to, like, because there are places you can donate things if you need to donate, or what you can do, make it be known. Share the information to people so that they could know, so whoever can donate to certain things, they can donate. Maybe donating from Dominica over there might be a hard task, but you might have a cousin, say, in Boston, New York, somewhere, that probably could donate to one of the institutions. I always advise people, when you're donating, donate to an established institution because a lot of things could happen during them times.
But donate things like what, though? What is it that you think that you might need?
Everything. I mean, baby supplies, foods, if you're doing financial donation, I always say go through some formal group or some organized group.
I respect that.
Instead of just spending money. But donate to the Red Cross, because whatever you donate to Houston, it can trickle down to us somewhere, somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just particular individuals. If you have family over there, call your family. See what they're doing. A lot of people are okay, but there are a lot of people that are hurting we don't even know of, you know? So call your family. If you have a cousin, just find ways to reach to people and encourage people too, because as I tell you, it's not just the physical thing. The psychological effect is even greater than these things, because people have never seen that before, and a lot of people are still in shock.
I'm sure you're one, I mean young at the time, who witnessed Hurricane David. You've never seen anything like this.
Yesterday I went to the park, a huge park, the biggest park in Texas, is covered with water. And I met some guys over there, and we were talking about it, and they were like, so I said, listen to me, I'm from the Caribbean. I see hurricane. I went for Hurricane David as a little child. I ran through the winds. I went through all several storms. Rain is an everyday thing for me. So it's not that I don't know that, but just the magnitude of that and the way it behaved, I've never seen it before. Think about it. Which storm that comes and moves 1 mile per hour? 1 mile per hour, your car can't even do that. a snail. So that means it just kept here dumping water and water and water and water and water. Rain nonstop, so I haven't seen it before.
You never seen that before. I can well imagine your experience there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been through a lot of storms and hurricanes and all that. So the magnitude of that is, some people you see the pictures. The pictures you see out there, these are real people suffering. It's not a movie, man. It's real people suffering out there.
It almost seemed like a movie on the various television and channels at this time.
These are real. When you see the 30 feet road sign is covered with water, this is real. It's 30 feet deep, for real or more.
I saw pictures there of the signs there, and you know, covered with water, the road signs.
This is real. I mean, in my neighborhood.
Even traffic lights as well.
Yeah. And that's like should be 30 feet or higher up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dire situation. But people are mobilizing still. People are still being positive. And those that are hurting, a lot of different groups from different cities and different states are coming down. We heard the Prime Minister landed some part in Texas. The President landed some part of Texas. So I think that helped build and boost people knowing that we are not alone. That's a good thing. As you mentioned about the Prime Minister coming up, I feel it's a good idea. It kind of showed them that Dominicans are with Dominicans, you know? So it can help mobilize people. I think that's a great idea by the Prime Minister. Pat, I think he should really take the initiative. As soon as they probably give clearance right now, I think probably he can come in because airports are closed and all that. But as soon as they give clearance for people to come in, I think he should come.
Because I see no problem giving encouragement there to the people of the Houston area, Dominicans living there. I think I was talking to Carlton Dangleberry, one of the members, also telling me he's in Ohio trying to get in. It seems like it's difficult to get into Houston at this time.
No, you can get in. So I think the president of the Dominican Association went to a function in Atlanta. She's been stuck. She tried to get in since Sunday or something like that. She's still out there. So if you're out, you're out. If you're in, you're in. And another thing they say about the airports is that they are not probably going to open it until the roads are passable, because why open it and you can't go nowhere? You see what I'm saying?
So
you open the airport and everybody land and they can't go nowhere. So probably they need to get the main highways at least operating before they can open the airport. So I don't know how long it will take.
I know you are remaining strong. When we spoke to you earlier this week, you seem a little, you know, more robust, but I can hear the emotion there in your voice, trying to hold it together for your family. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and as time goes by, I mean, you have to get strong. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they'd be like, dude, you're really strong, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm strong to the public, but deep down inside, I mean,
You're human, and you're human.
But think of it, because I'm always on the go, always on the road,
mm-hmm.
and I had to stay inside the house for like 3 straight days and just looking at water rising up and rising up and rising up, and nobody around me can swim but me, and I'm like, wow. I need to call a boat.
Oh my god.
So
you have to call a boat, eh?
Yeah. And then we had boats going up and down in our street, like taxis, like people will stop, like you stop in the bus stop and you flag the boat. Oh, I need to go down to the rescue area. It was kind of funny. I laughed, but I really don't want to laugh, but I had to, you know. I was like, wow, we taking boats like taxi over there, you know.
Glenn, we're gonna keep in touch with you maybe during the course of the day. Just keep us updated as to what's going on with our people and, of course, everybody, but more particularly Dominicans living in Texas. But a final report from all you're getting, Dominicans are staying safe.
Yes. But and the thing about it, I just want Dominicans to stay positive and be encouraging to Dominicans out there. Let's just be encouraged, because a lot of people are good and safe and normal, but a lot of people are hurting. So let's not just look at our people, but look at the other people around us too, because, I mean, after all, if I'm Dominican and my neighbor is hurting, I'm hurting too. So we try to just bring that togetherness together and make it work, because even nothing must happen to that person, but that person is still hurting because his neighbor is affected. So Dominicans abroad and Dominicans in Dominica, I just urge you, like, just encourage, man. Send an email, send a post, just praying for the people over there, because some people are in real bad situations. Some are good and okay, but still keep on praying, still keep on encouraging.
So Javi has actually taken a lull at this time. We don't know if it will return anytime soon.
Well, I mean, you're in the most, maybe the most, one of the most developed countries in the world. I mean, they're going to do whatever it takes so that it won't look bad as Katrina did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So trust me, FEMA is down there, and everybody's down there. Every government agency is down here. You have, in a political standpoint, you have to make it look good. Because remember, we got so much blows for Katrina in Louisiana a couple of years ago. So you have to make it look good. So people are on the P's and Q's. I mean, they have the army down there. They have people really, really, really mobilizing the situation. I'll tell you that. But the water situation is the problem. There's just no way for the water to go that quick. So they'll have to use pumps in some area, but you pump in the water in one area and put it in another area, you know? So you might take it from the developed area and put it in the less developed area, but it's water regardless.
Hmm.
So the place is so flat that it's not Dominica. Everything will just pour in sea because we have another slopes. The place is just flat that the ground is already saturated. It can't go, water can't go down really. It goes through the drain. The drain is all clogged up, all filled up. So where is it going? It's not really going anywhere. So it's going to take a while to seep through and seep through and seep through.
Vicious cycle.
They're gonna do mm-hmm. is to get the highways cleared so people can be mobile again and stuff like that and do the things that people need now. But the long term thing, just imagine the dead animals that are out there. Just imagine all the debris brought in. So it's, the cleaning part is gonna be a while too, you know.
Well, I want to again say to you, Glenn, stay strong and thank you for sharing with the world this morning. We'll stay in touch with you. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. 8:30.
You're welcome, man. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Glenn Bann is there. Originally from the Castle Bruce area. It's a tough, tough, tough situation there. Do what you can to help at this time.
I know the mountains get so high sometimes. The valley seems so wide. It seems this journey, it will never end. And you keep asking the question, God, why?
Maybe miles and miles away.
I know the road, it gets so rocky at times.
But thoughts and prayers. I'm with you, Houston.
The heartaches are severe. It seems like life will never change. It's tied. But there's an answer to all of life cares.
Stay with God.
In spite of what you see or feel.
Hobby Airport, those of you listening in Houston, set to reopen later today, according to officials there.
You're not the only one who is carrying your load. Remember, he said to cast all your cares on him.
It's 8:32. Let's take a few phone calls there and come back. Yes? Hello?
Good morning.
Morning.
And how are you?
Okay, a little, you know, worried, concerned about the people in Houston there.
Yes, yes, because I listened to Glenn Banis.
Mm-hmm.
I want to compliment you and him, because it's always good to connect and let the rest of us and the world know what is happening. I mean, you look at this thing in Houston, and you really feel for the people.
Yeah.
What is going through, the amount of water in their water, up to the height of traffic signs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not been easy. I mean, I look at a gentleman on television last night, I think on CNN, and he was giving a report of his brother trying to move his father and mother and four children to safe ground. And they were in the van, they passed Oak and the bridge that was kind of covered with water. But as soon as he crossed the bridge, and the father was pushing him to go, as soon as he crossed the bridge, the van just sank. And then he was rescued, but the rest of the people perished, his mother and father and his four children. And I mean, you see the guy on the TV talking about that. And his brother just in a state that he just feel guilty that he caused the death. And he was saying, no, the brother is not the cause of the death. He's trying to see if he can really encourage your brother to stay up and so forth. But these are things that are very, very, very hard. And when these things come to you, it hits you like a bomb, you know, and so on. So I just want to say to the people there that both Dominicans who live there and other nations, as well as the people of the United States itself, to hold strong. And I mean, to do what they can. I followed to see President Trump and other persons made visit there, and a report came and said it was non-partisan, it was merely humanitarian effort, and people were really, really moved. I think I heard the Prime Minister said that he's going there anytime now. I think it's a good move, but I still feel people like Lauren Bannis and Vincent Lesson should be on the ball already to report as to what they're hearing, what they know, and to mobilize for the Prime Minister's visit, which would make a little more sense and so on. So I remember Sabuch is there, Robert Sabuch is in that area.
Yes, he lives in Houston too, yes.
So, yes, and yes, so on. So remember him and so forth, and all the persons who were. And I really thank Glenn Banis for his report, because that really give us an idea as to what exactly is happening on the ground. Because you see on TV and you just feel, well, I mean, you feel sorry, but when people tell you, it hits you even harder, you know? So, Matt, you're doing a fantastic job, as usual. I'll keep it up, and I think that's why Q is a big station, because it reaches out to persons of the overhead team, persons who are celebrating, persons who are discussing, just reach out to people and give the country an opportunity to discuss and know what's going on. So keep it up.
Thank you. Hello, talk to me here, 8:35. What is it that we can do at this time? Some people are suggesting that maybe it's not the right time for the Prime Minister to go. Well, you heard Glenn saying, I mean, it's welcome. Just give them the strength that they need at this time. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, morning.
Morning, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Matt, sometimes when I say and I call somebody and I say, you're not watching what is happening. But, yes, I saw it, but I'm doing my work and whatever. Because some of us, it's true we cannot do nothing on the television, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to show concern for human life. Matt, it touched me, Matt, when I saw the six family, and young people, grandmother, grandfather, and four young children.
Wow.
Yes, Matt, it was sad. And to see, they show the pictures of all of them. Matt, I don't know. Matt, when I saw this thing, I say, well, it must be by us in a sea or what? Because I could not believe it was on the road, on
mm-hmm.
the street.
Right there.
But when I saw the lamppost and those, I said, what? Oh, Matt, we saw Erica. We said Erica was bad. And it went, it falling in Louisiana on the same birthday of the other one 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Katrina.
And they not even settled yet with the sandbags and those things. I don't think they build walls or whatever. But, Matt, we have to pray, because it's chaos on the whole world right now. The whole world. We knew what it is. We saw the big one in 79.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people did not see it, but they saw Erica, and they can know what it is like. And this is plenty more worse than Erica.
Plenty
more worse than Erica. Matt, it's sad.
Really sad. Thank you very much. Your telephone calls there, and of course, your prayers, I'm sure, this morning. Hello. 449-3095. Let's say a prayer this morning and keep them in our mind. A lot of Dominicans, I tell you, thousands in the Houston area there. Hello, talk to me. Morning, man. You? Okay.
When I see what I see in the television, Lord, my heart go out for the people.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a brother there and his wife. His name is Jones Bones Montooth.
Okay.
And his wife, Megan Charles Montooth. I'm praying for them and asking them to stay on the safe side. We can see what is happening to them. Most probably they are not seeing, but we are seeing. So I'm telling him he's alive, he's okay. No matter if everything go, his life is there. But take it easy, God is in control.
Yes, God is doing control. Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you for, of course, connecting this morning and thinking about Houston this morning. And just call us. 449-3095 if you just want to reach out to a family member in Houston just to say, you know, you're thinking about them at this time. It's really, really, really a heart-wrenching situation at this time. The numbers are 449-3095 449-3096 449-3097. I know you have Houston in your mind this morning. Hello. Thanks again to Glenn. Hello.
Morning, Matt.
Morning, man.
Matt, honestly, listen to me good. I don't think he'll even be significant over there. But, you know, if we had maintained a good water system in Dominica, we would have containers going up there, and then it would be, like, on top of the world. That is where he must concentrate. Our water, in terms of disasters, would be a boss. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, what can we do for Houston? We being thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. We're reaching out more particularly to the people in the United States. You know, we can just come together and do something for the people. What is it that we can really do now? But give them our love and give them our prayers. 840, hello.
Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Yes, sir.
And how are you?
Okay, sir.
Well, Mr. Mark, when I see that, Mr. Mark, that make me remember 1979.
Okay.
Mr. Mark, when I look at yesterday and look at my wife, I say, Jesus, you never give what you cannot bear. Because my whole house mash up. When I look, my children scatter. When I look for my wife, I didn't see her. When I look on the flooring, I see my wife lying on her knee. I go up and I bring her down on the side. And when I bring her down, from the time I bring her down, I watch the flooring gone and we on the side. And I see her head from in front to the back have a drain. I say, my God, you said you'll never forsake. My God, I need your help. Because right now I make sure you know what I'm going through. And God help me. We stayed there for Mr. Mac for the whole day. Sand and the hard blood blocked that drain in her head. And when night time, when I reach Mr. Merrill Matthew and his brother, they take 1 hour to take out that from her head. And then put a little ointment and tie that. Mr. Mac, when I see that up to this morning, idea, watching it, I say, Mr. Mark, we as human beings, if we make sure, we know for sure God never forsake. But one thing we have to always remember, when we see that situation, even we cannot reach, kneel down on our knee and pray to God, and God will bring to our end. And while we're praying, always remember our brothers and our sisters, and any way we can help. If we cannot say nothing, but prayer will bring one that is closer to assist them. Mr. Mark, have a lovely day, and I pray to the Creator of those that survive. Always remember that day you go through that crisis, and God was on your side. That is why you survive. So have a wonderful day, and bye-bye.
I've been battered, bruised, and
with Thinking of Houston this morning, of course, we will talk sometime later. Other things to talk about, but
some days my life,
our concentration, our thoughts of Houston this morning.
Oh, but I'm still here.
Hello, good morning, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
It is heartbreaking to see what is happening with Houston at this time.
Uh-huh.
But Dominicans have to take that as a lesson for each and every one of us to pray. We cannot reach Houston, but our presence can reach heaven's gates and heaven's door. And God is the answer to all prayer, that we can help Houston, but it is telling us as people in Dominica that we should be humbled. Because when we see the people have this kind of houses, their vehicles close to the houses, they have their job. They cannot go to their job. They cannot go to their vehicle. Neither they cannot stay in their houses with all what it have in it. This is telling us that we should be humble, because some of us is saying to people, who do you think you are? I want you for a friend because we have a transport, we have a house, and we have a job. But these people have the transport back to their house. They have the house, and they have to run to hide themselves in shelter because they are cold inside of their house and water flooding their house. So, Father, God, take control of Houston this morning and your people. And I am calling upon Dominicans to humble themselves and ask God to humble them and give them a heart towards their neighbors. And I thank you for that.
All right, thank you very much this morning. 8:44, we're taking more calls there. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
I would like you to play Peace of God. Cover me, please.
All right, we'll try our very best, okay? All right, thank you. Hello, talk to me. Hello.
Good morning to you, Matthias Peltier Jr.
Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Jeffrey Brisbane out of Miami, Florida.
Hey, Jeffrey, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in, Matt, man. I got a daughter myself and a husband and her family out there, and I just want to wish all Dominicans the best. Be strong, have a lot of faith and pray, and like everything else, you know, we'll overcome, and one day we'll look back on it and say, my God, I didn't think I could ever make it through. But Matt, just my voice going out to them, to be careful, take care, and don't ever think that it's all over, because there may be a lot of flash flooding, as the weather stations have said, and I'm just asking everybody to be careful and take care of themselves. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, Jeffrey. Thanks for the support, man. I'm hoping that the Dominicans can come together outside of Houston and do something positive for the people there. Thank you.
I'm sure, man. We got fellows like Alex and Paben over here, and I'm sure these guys are going to mobilize, and folks are going to start to mobilize to move stuff to Houston. I'll keep my ears on the ground, and however we can help from my end, I'll be more than happy to do so. Have a blessed day, Matt.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you very much there from Florida. Good morning to you. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
And good morning to your listeners, locally, regionally, and internationally.
Uh-huh.
I just want to lend a voice. I have prayed and continue praying for the people in Houston, Texas, seeing the disaster, Matt. It's really a great pain on my heart. I want to reach out to Dominicans at large to tell them our prayers are with them, especially the guys from La Plaine. You have fellas like Ricky Allen, Fitzroy James, and the Bertrand brothers from La Plaine up there. Let us pray that God and that they are safe, and all the other Dominicans, and even the people from Houston themselves, you know, the Americans themselves. We all ought to not only concentrate on our people, but also concentrate on all people who are really grieving and being hurt in Houston at this point in time. So Ricky and Fitzroy and the Bertrand brothers, if you all are doing well, you give me a shout, all right? You could call me on my magic number, 205-1296, or you could WhatsApp Paul Joseph. All right, God bless you. Indeed.
God bless you too. God bless you too. Again, the numbers are, some people are still asking, 449-3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097. Taking a break a little bit there this morning, there, away from the usual subjects or issues, and concentrating on the people of Houston. Very, very important. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to your listeners.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Matt, my heart goes out to the people of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, the thing with Houston is there is leadership and there are resources available, Matt. The other thing, Matt, for those doubters or those people who thought that Noah, the flood, was how they call it, they have all kind of things for it that it never happened. Just look at Houston and tell me in 5 days of rain, you had 52 inches of rainfall in 5 days. In the days with Noah and the Ark, it was 40 days of rain, Matt. So you could imagine if you look at Houston with 5 days of rain, compare that to Noah and the Ark. And that is for those doubters who keep doubting, oh, nothing like that ever happened and it was impossible, Matt. Having said that, Matt, I have family in the Houston area. Quite a few of them. I've reached out to a couple of them, but I haven't reached out to Sabi. I hope he's listening. You know, he's my family-in-law and so on and so forth, Matt. But I don't know what is it that the Prime Minister of Dominica thinks that he's hearing, that they were advising the President of the United States that it was not a time for him to get into Houston. Why would Roosevelt Kerry think that he's so important that he should be getting into Houston at this time? I don't know what is wrong with some of our people, you know, Matt. That is not a good idea. There are no roads. You can't go anywhere. There are no things. It's a problem in there. Why would you want to go to Houston at this time?
I'm sure, sir, he will be properly advised. We spoke to a member of the association this morning. You heard Mr. Glenn Bannon saying, well, you know, if he can make it, you know, I guess he will be welcome to give his love and support to the people in Houston today and for the next few days. I'm sure, you know, the Prime Minister will be giving some good advice as to when should he go there. But for moral support, maybe yes. 8:50, we're going to come back. Dominica, right after this.
Sandra D, what to do, where to go, from City Elisue. Si se pa oti TV, eva le check party, ya men pa ni yen pou gadi. E pa ka ni yama ka jen moun se pousse ou ke pousse ve kase yon. So she and her friends were looking for a different kind of entertainment, different crowd. And then she heard about the Big Edge Bingo Night at the Strip every Tuesday to Friday night, hot City Elisue. Yes, the Big Edge Bingo Night. Oh, sa fe mon chanje, mi se Hannah Raffo, longtemps sou DBS. Gouriv lil lion bingo friend. Bifro. Yes, the Big Edge Bingo Night at the Strip Lale Coco starting Tuesday, September 5th. And it's $5 for one tree. And if it's $5, you get two free games. Nice, cozy atmosphere, eats and drinks. Yes, somewhere to go. New friends to meet. Hey, woman, I tell you, it's my shame anyone you could bring. We may bring one, bring come. Modu bingo. Yes, BBD, last little dormi, city or swear. And they have past 11, jali, we cannot sleep. Well, I present the Big Edge Bingo Night at the Strip Lale Coco, September 5th. Back to school for the enfants. Back to bingo for me from 7 p.m.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
The Patriots are calling Thursday night for Colley Community Center.
No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
The Concerned Citizens Movement in backing on a sensitization drive on electoral reform and more.
No longer can Roosevelt Kerry continue to fool our people and we just sit by and do nothing. We are going around the country, Matt, educating our people on these reforms that Roosevelt Kerry is proposing.
Knowledge is power. Be empowered. Thursday night, Focalay Community Center. Be there.
The Government of Dominica and Discover Dominica Authority invites patrons to take advantage of the 20th anniversary World Creole Music Festival season ticket special for only $250 EC. U10 Amsterdam, 250 EC from August 15th to September 15th, 2017. Tickets are available at the DFC office, Ground Floor Financial Center, and at Bullseye Pharmacy. The 20th anniversary World Creole Music Festival. Say, Missy Canu!
Well, it was nice, so we have to do it twice. Leland Van Green presents another night of Ubudi Chebesau, Friday, September 1st from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the Milan's parking lot in Louisville. Come for free entertainment by the first serenade by and Choba Cold Kubuli Beers, free for $10, and Guinness 2 for 8 with Eldorado 5 Rum and Angostura LLB with the first serenade band alongside DJ Flintastic and DJ MJ, Kubuli Girls, and yours truly, Tazi. Yes, man, a nice Friday lime at Neyland's Van Grill next to the Minia 7-Eleven Plus in Louisville. Sponsored by Kubuli Beer, Belfast Estate, Eldorado Rum, Big Edge Financial Express, Gem Car Rentals,
Get the Song,
Kyrie FM,
and Minia 7-Eleven Plus.
See you there, father.
You don't know.
Don't matter what. The government of Dominica and Discover Dominica Authority invite the world to the most unique and indigenous celebration of Creole cultures, the World Creole Music Festival, October 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Windsor Bank Sports Stadium, Rosso, Dominica, featuring Marshall Montano, Movado, Sweet Mickey, Itana, Roman Virgo, Glass, Yemi Alade, Kai, Zuko Stars, Bungie Fan, Triple K International, Ace Manton, and more. Visit the DominicaFestivals.com for more information. Say Missy Canu!
Due to circumstances beyond their control, the team of Crystal Waters Blue Skies will not be able to produce any more episodes for the next 2 weeks. The team of Crystal Waters Blue Skies have informed U95 that they would like to apologize to the listening public for any inconvenience caused and thanks you for your continued support.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe. We shall overcome.
The Patriots are calling. Thursday night, Fort Collet Community Center.
No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
The Concerned Citizens Movement embarking on a sensitization drive on electoral reform and more.
No longer can Roosevelt's carrot continue to fool our people and we just sit by and do nothing. We are going around the country, Matt, educating our people on these reforms that Roosevelt Skerritt is proposing.
Knowledge is power. Be empowered. Thursday night, Fokole Community Center. Be there.
Come on, my report is actually going to medicine. You could take your pharmacy where Harry the good boss in class. If you want to support and learn, it is how cafe Episa and not well. My last 2 weeks, Episa Harry upon yes, it's true. Pisa money on support lab. Don't get him up to make a urine and see more 3 times a day. Madam Lily, do me urine, Harry. Mew, no medicine to save. Are you? And where's the prescription? It is me a posh mommy. What's the sense of buying that? Lemon capisa tout temps. No, you see the importance of going to your pharmacist, listening to your pharmacist, and having confidence in your pharmacies. LPS.plus will at the place a higher premium on patient pharmacist relationship than Quick Care Pharmacy Cote Halsbro just before the National Bank. Cote Quick Care is not just a quick fix, it's not just about tablets and spoonfuls. They brought back the care into medicine. Whether it's a prescription or over-the-counter medication, the priority is your health. To take the right medication, the right amount for the right reason. Madam Harry, I see right in your medical book, Next of King, Henrietta, Harry, Move Pharma. By the way, it's Next of King, Packing. Even Harry, who can keep my movie? All I want for you is good care. That is why I always recommend Quick Care Pharmacy. We go to health, bro.
Eat the heat. You want to feel cool all the time? Well, here's a deal of a lifetime. Own today a top quality air conditioned unit from Tong Refrigeration. It's as easy as $186 monthly. Anybody can have it. Just ask for the cool and easy payment plan. Cool and easy at Tong Refrigeration at Fort Collet.
Terms and conditions apply.
We'll be right back.
course, are still speaking to Dominicans in Houston, going through that experience. We have with me a very, very good friend of mine, Nurse Dennis Bauer. She was on radio with me some time ago. She just moved, maybe just less than a month ago, from New York to Houston there, where she's working as a nurse. Dennis Bowers, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good now. The sun is out, so I'm good.
The sun is out there. You're just seeing the sun peeking through the cloud there, and it's a sign of relief. How was the experience, or how is the experience for you?
Well, in my area, my family, we're safe. We got a lot of water, but we are not flooded as bad as the areas that that's been seen on television.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be very honest with you. I was raised in Dominica. I have seen hurricanes. I have seen rivers, but I have never seen waters fall from heaven like this all at once.
Wow.
It was horrible.
I like that. You've never seen you've never seen water fall like this. And what are you seeing around you? I mean, a lot of people, a lot of movements. You are a nurse. Are you able to go to work now?
Well, I have not been able to go in from Friday, Saturday. So basically, I'm dealing with my boss over the telephone, and I can do some stuff from home. Praise God for that. But the main thing is, you know, we have a lot of our patients, because I do dialysis, so a lot of our patients, we try to get to them so they can get their treatment, because, you know, these patients cannot stay for more than 4 or 5 days without their treatment. So even apart from big emergency and the flooding, we also have the medical aspect of it, where a lot of our patients cannot receive care that they need immediately. So it kind of takes like a lot of work to get it done. It is not an easy situation.
I'm so proud of you. So you're trying actually to reach out to your patients at home at this time?
Yeah, I'm trying to get work. I'm trying everything. You know, I mean, it touches your heart when you see the things that's going on outside there. Anybody who's been to the States, and I know you've been to the States, you don't see empty roads. And when I look out of my window, the highways are empty. The freeways are empty. Matt, let me tell you, on Saturday morning, rain came down that I did not know what to do again. I was just basically, it was like a river was falling down from heaven. It was just raining and raining and raining. And I was like, oh my God, when is this going to stop?
Wow. Your apartment affected at all? Your apartment?
No, my apartment was not affected, because I'm on the second floor. So we were safe. We did not lose electricity, thank you, Lord. We had enough food, because West Indian, you know, we went shopping. We got our tin stuff, flour, condensed milk, the basic things that you need to survive this.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have food that can take me through at least another 3-4 days. So I'm comfortable, but honestly, it's not even about me, because I know me and my family safe. So I'm more worried about other people outside there.
You know Dominicans who were affected in this.
I know a few who were affected, but it's more with the flooding part, not to the fact of having. I don't know anyone. I'm not saying that there is no one, but I know no one who has had to evacuate from the levee and these things. I know people who've had to evacuate because they started getting water into their homes, so they were able to get out early enough. But it's early still. I'm sure we're gonna find out, because you know we're all over.
You're still very young, but you see you saw a little of a Hurricane David. Is nothing like that, huh?
Oh no, man. Oh no. And I think the thing about it is how the water kept on coming. It was just coming and coming, and it wasn't pausing. So there was no time for the water to get out. So it just kept on building. And I think the scary thing about it is, apart from the waters, then we kept getting, you have flash flood warning and we had tornado warning.
Wow.
So, you know, every minute I was out of the window, I heard the tornado warning. Okay, is one coming now? So it's real. But I'll tell you one thing I learned, Matt.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people say sometimes the stories in the Bible are just that. They're just stories.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that rain for the past how many days, I definitely believe in the flood in the Bible with Noah and Ark.
Somebody said that earlier. Yes, that was real.
That was real.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, Dennis, just hearing your voice is reassuring, and I'm happy that you are A-OK, and I'm hoping that you can give your strength to a lot of people. I know you're a very strong person. You've gone through a lot in recent years. So just stay strong, okay? Stay strong.
All right, Milo. Thank you.
We love you, too. We love you, too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking by.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
I, too, feel the pain of the people in Houston. Not only Dominicans.
Yes.
But
everybody.
One of them. Mm-hmm. We are all human beings. And people are asking, what can we do? We can do so much because prayers move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Matt, we have to live well with one another. We are too much behind material things. And I say we.
All of us.
Yes. The world today is people no longer feel the pain of others. People no longer say, I love you. People no longer say, I'm sorry. People no longer say, thank you. People are now behind material things. Let us look at the way we live our life, the way we treat each other. It's only when a disaster, that is the time we say we have to come together, mm-hmm. as a people, as a country, as a nation. But we have to live well with everybody, because the Bible talks about critical times. And I really feel the pain of these people. And I want to sympathize with those who lost life. But Psalm 91 tells us, oh, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will not go long to read everything, but the final verse say, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, let us trust more on Jehovah, and let us let go and let him in. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you too, Copa. God bless you too. You know, storms ever weigh, and tragedy sometimes of bringing people together. I shared an experience with you sometime this week where we had a big fire in the Point Michel area. I saw all people from all political sides coming together and making it happen in a bucket brigade there. Why do we allow politics to divide us? Or partisan politics? It's 9:06. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
I was so happy to hear about good news.
Yes, Dennis.
Man, you know we have... They are not lost. They are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our pet mind, our good nurses, our good people. And Nurse Bubba, you know her well. She was one of them. Sometimes circumstances, you have to run away.
And even in this storm, she's trying to reach out and touch this patient's dialysis patients. Huh?
That is what I know. She's not lying. She's doing it. Knowing her, she's doing it. This is a nurse that would, on her ward and another ward, is very busy, Matt. And she would leave her ward. And nobody is about to tell her to go, you know. Go and help her colleagues on the other side. Oh, boy. Those are good people. But has left us to go on the other side. Anyway, Nurse Bowers, good morning. Glad to hear your voice. Love you, my dear.
Thank you, thank you. And our nurses were told, even yesterday, living in droves, we need to talk a little about that. Hello, talk to me.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Penalty, blessings, and...
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
I pray that your mom and pop and everybody's doing okay and congratulate Najid. Matt, that's his name?
Majid.
I always have a problem with that. Your son. I'll just say your son, but I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Matt, it's very interesting. Matt, can we find somebody to sponsor us to build a private house somewhere in an open area and get people dressed in red, blue, green, even some yellow. And we're going to set it ablaze, a simulation, Matt. And a bucket brigade, everybody dashed in that house, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't that be something? And we call it GIS mapping, SAT, the Dominica News Online. We call it everybody. Come and call.
I was just telling you, earlier this week in Point Michelle, I didn't see callers. I saw people coming together in the Bucket Brigade.
That's why I spontaneously come up with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I heard what you say. Matt, I wonder, we accept everything on face value. People, there are a lot of things going on, conspiracies going on in the world, and everybody wants to add theory to it. But some things are serious, Matt. And I'd want some people to research it, you know. HAARP. HAARP. High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program. Be careful in this world of today, because there is a serious drive and a plot to depopulate the world and joke and laugh and say, here go blessings again. But Matt, let me say something. How important is human life? Matt, you have seen disasters. You're old enough. I'm Matt on television. I see villages and communities turn into muddy rivers, you know, Matt. Mountains come down and rain.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual flooding. And they say climate change. Is it climate manipulation? Matt, you don't know the power that man have and the technology man is using to manipulate a lot of things in the world. So let us say everything. Oh, it's God that do that. We must be careful. So a guy said something a while ago, Matt, saying, you know, most of the times, like, you know, reminder, Matt, because in our arrogance and our over-ambitiousness, we figure out, you know, and our ego, we figure out, oh, who is Matt? And you have a big house and big thing. And can you imagine you have to run from that house and look for a mountain, look for shelter somewhere, because disaster is upon you and thousands of lives perishing. So you wonder when let's say a disaster passes and how much animals die. Are you more important than them? Are they more important than you? The God you trust in so much to protect you. I'm not telling people, do not misquote me or misinterpret me. But most of the times we think we're so superior to other people and to animals. And all of us, we're perishing. Look at how we're perishing. Huh? And people want to come and play like they're superior to other people because they have money and they have status. They have big surnames. Matt, people, I think God always have, or nature, or whatever, most of the times. Apart from the manipulation man uses having to do with many technological advancement, Matt, sometimes nature, I don't want to call God, have to remind the man, what is Marshall? You Marshall, look at all the achievements you have made, all the strides, and then back to square one. So most of the times, what are we living for? What are we fighting for? Who are we in the equation or in the scheme of things when we think we are so big and bad and we bold? And in closing, Matt, I would like the Prime Minister to go there and let the security people allow him on a boat. And I want GIS and mapping and SAT. I know he's a grandstander. Matt, really, he's a bit extravagant and lavish in everything. Matt, you have Barbara Daly, you have, what's her name, Lauren Bannis. You have how much people up there, how much attaches, foreign diplomats and everything. Mobilize them, but save us the trip. Although you might want to go there to show how much the U.S. is not interested in you, because look at how major you are.
So you would not, Blessings, even at this time, want to even congratulate the Prime Minister for making that announcement, attempting to go to Houston to meet with the Dominicans there. You don't think it's a good thing?
Can you allow me a minute to wrap up, Matt?
I'm asking you a question. Go
I
ahead.
Will not congratulate Roosevelt Skerritt, my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
There is a behavioral pattern about that man. And with no hatred, Matt, it's just reality I'm dealing with. It's not about a compassionate objective. It's about him. Everything, he's the pivot. He plays a pivotal role. So, Matt, this is a dangerous thing to go there right now, you know. But he doesn't mind, because he wants to be in the spotlight. That is his objective. I've read the man and is reading him like a book. And I am saying, you should try to think about your safety, bro.
So what about giving the people love and comfort there in Houston?
My brother,
and give them reassurance that the Prime Minister is with them.
there are people you can mobilize to do the things and they will be more effective. What is going to do that? Go there and give blankets and money and things like that. When you have these people overseas, Dominicans, you can mobilize from wherever you are right now here on his private tour. But I am saying, and these people will be more effective than he going there and try to say, well, he was there in time of trouble. What is going to do there? That is the objective, Matt, or that is the question there. I am saying Lauren Banis, Vince Anderson, and all of them, they can mobilize themselves and do something more effective than the Prime Minister is going to spend absent from the state and spend more money and go to Houston, Texas to have him on GIS and mapping and make a grand thing. Everybody.
Somebody was suggesting to me there a little while ago, why didn't the Prime Minister go to Pitt and Savannah on Sunday and give love?
It might have a birthday.
Every day. You know, Dominican's 9:13 is the...
Driver's Order Supplies has just received a shipment of quality used tires. This shipment includes a wide range of size of 15 tires. Yes, you heard me. We have received the popular size of 15 tires for your cars, pickup trucks, passenger buses, and SUVs. We have also received many size 13s and 14s. Of course, we always have available size 16s to 18. Bus drivers, vehicle rental companies, taxi drivers, and private vehicle owners, we have the tires that you have been asking for. So come visit us today or call us at telephone number 2770505. That is 2770505. Driver's Auto Supplies in Portersville, where Hayden's Wholesale used to be. Driver's Auto Supplies, quality tires at good prices. Come get your quality tires today.
Watch out, summer. Mapping is doing it big from 17th July to 31st August with free installation and cash prizes. Here's the drill. New customers, sign up for any of our services and pay no installation, plus a chance to win cash prizes every week. Existing subscribers, pay off your outstanding balance and you too will qualify to win. Sign up, pay up and win, 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 because life is better with mapping.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
The Patriots are calling. Thursday night, Fokole Community Center.
No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
The Concerned Citizens Movement embarking on a sensitization drive on electoral reform and more.
No longer can Roosevelt's carrot continue to fool our people and with a sit-by and do nothing. We are going around the country, Matt, educating our people on these reforms that Roosevelt's carrot is proposing.
Knowledge is power. Be empowered. Thursday night, Fokole Community Center. Be there.
We're back in 9:15. This is Q, a big station. Keeping our eyes on the storm in Houston. Tropical Storm Harvey, hurricane before that. Thousands are homeless, 20 plus dead. Prime Minister Skerritt has indicated any day now he'll be heading to Houston to give comfort to the Dominican people there. It's 9:16, very controversial move there for many. You know, somebody's asking, what is Mr. Skerritt going to do in Houston at this time? Hello. Some support, some don't support the move. Hello, talk to me. Hello.
It's a show he's going to make. Matt, let me tell Blessing. Blessing, you have said it all. No one could have said it better than you. Thank you, Blessing. Thank you.
But some are asking, what is wrong if the Prime Minister is going and trying to give some love and support to the people who live there, Dominicans? Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, yes.
Joseph, I'm calling to give my condolences to the people of Houston, Texas. I have family there. Matter of fact, I work with some guy. He was 90 years. He died at about 100 years. Mm-hmm. And I work with him all through my years in L.A. Now, one of the members of my band is a singer named Houston Blue. Houston Blue is her name. She's there. Her family's there, but they are okay. My take on that, really, it's okay to mention God, and it's okay to mention, but there was a debate on Trump concerning environmental change, and he denied that. As a matter of fact, he broke down the law so companies could do everything. But however, that same man, he had
a oil well, not an oil well, pump in his yard. So he left Houston to L.A. And all over Houston and Texas, they call that the oil king of America. Now, where these things are, the closest people who are living to these dangerous areas are black people and colored people and Mexicans and those things. No, it's been debated in America. You could read any newspaper and there's stories about it. It's not that I'm saying and criticizing, but we have to look into the other elements of things. And not only that, no, a hurricane could come into Dominica next week or the 2 weeks from now. No, are we prepared here also for this kind of calamity? And these big calamities, they are the ones coming, bigger ones. A matter of fact, in Bangladesh today, I don't know if you know that, 1/3 of Bangladesh is underwater. So they have 2 million people, one place. Even more than 2 million people in one area, nothing, because these people have no insurance, no health, nothing. Nothing at all. If you check the news, you'll see it. So therefore, if sensation goes one way and it doesn't swing everywhere on earth, it will always be imbalanced. And even here, when a calamity happens, people get together. I get together, right? But what happened after that, well, 10, 2 days after that, people getting back into their own...
We'll fight each other for you. We'll fight each other, even after disasters. Hello, 990. We come together during the disaster, but right after that, what happens? 919. Thank you very much. Always remember this song here from Jimmy Cliff. Remember this one?
The 2017 Madame Wapriot Canada.
Somebody's asking me, Matt, what is Mr. Scary going to do in Houston at this time? Notice anyone? Even Americans are being asked not to go to Houston, please. Is he part of the National Guard? Where was he when Erica was destroying Dominica? Partisan politics being what it is, somebody suggesting to me that the Prime Minister may be going to Houston to secure votes, huh? In their weak times. 920, hello, talk to me.
Yeah? Good morning to you, sir.
How are you, sir?
And your listeners this morning here and abroad.
Uh-huh.
Matt, a man character defines him. And if Roosevelt carried Matt, was a man who was a genuine man. I would say this morning, I applaud his effort. But after the consistent patterns of behavior, that defines a man, Matt. Matt Roosevelt Skerrit had 5 dead men in his constituency. He left grieving family, Matt SPLG. And he left. Wherever he went to, nobody knew. Matt, the people of Petit Savan wanted to have an ecumenical service, Matt, to celebrate the life of the lost ones, Matt SPLG. I know that message must have gotten in Roosevelt's spirit. Else, he did not do what he had to do to facilitate that, Matt SPLG. President Trump, who is the president of America, he went to Texas, but he could not even go
to the disaster areas. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Into the yes. So where is Roosevelt Skerrit going? Matt, the same way Roosevelt Skerrit sent a note of sympathy to the families in Penville, that note could suffice for now for the Dominicans living in Houston, Texas, Matt. Matt, we all sympathize with the people over there. We all feel their pain.
But Matt, a showman is always a showman. Roosevelt Skerrit is by no stretch of the imagination a leader. He does things to satisfy his own political ego. And that's how it is. Matt, I normally call it as I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the opportunity, my brother.
Thank you very, very much. As a matter of fact, I was invited to Houston maybe a day or two ago, and, you know, allowing the situation there to sort of cool down. I wanted to get the real stories on the ground there with Dominicans living there. We'll see how that goes, huh? And thanks for the invitation, my friend. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Yes?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Matt, you know, your last caller just drew the reference here to vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you know, if there's a big slide or some situation.
Yes.
You know fully well, and it has been broadcast, it has been broadcasted,
mm-hmm.
that this is a danger zone.
Yes.
But you decide that, you know, there's nothing that you can do, you know. But you just want to go and see exactly how dangerous it is. And to satisfy yourself or may not even be able to go to exactly dangerous areas, Marcel. This is Dominica, but Mr. Skerrit is going to text us. The news is out there, you know, Marcel. The news is out there. A state of emergency has been called.
Yes.
You know, where you taking a plane from Dominica? I don't think Mr. Skerrit went to Texas, Marcel. Honestly, I have my doubts that it is Texas Mr. Skerrit went to, Marcel. Because the fact about it is that the authorities up there cannot even venture the danger zone, Marcel, with all the equipment, with all the high tech.
But he hasn't gone yet. He's just announcing that he will go. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I am just going according to what I'm hearing there.
Yeah, well, of course, he made that announcement last night. I heard it on the Mapping News. I'm wishing, hoping I could share that audio with you. Maybe sometime later today. 9:25, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm cool.
Okay.
I just came into your program there, driving. Well, I have but the vehicle I'm driving, I cannot get Q.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, so until such time I do something about it.
Yes.
But I can afford to put a new radio. Get Q. But I haven't been listening to your programs because I own the vehicle on the farm. But am I just listening to you talking about Roosevelt Skerrit going to
Texas? He announced last night he would be, yes.
But as anything else, Roosevelt Skerrit is preparing legislation to go to Parliament to swamp the country with those people to come there to pollute the election. And obviously, he's a showman as he has always been. And he sees an opportunity there for him to go to prey on the weakness of the people, the fact that they are in a time when they are most weak, Matt. They are most vulnerable because they have lost everything.
So you don't think he is about reaching out to his people?
Not really. As the caller rightfully said, 5 people died. How many Dominicans died? None. But I'm just saying, it is good. There's nothing bad in it, but it's who's doing it. And it's in light of what is happening in our country. We know that the elections have been polluted by some foreign nationals. And I'm not saying in any way that our people don't deserve help. We, on all sides of the coin, all sides of the country, we are putting the people of Texas in our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But what going there? What can he do? First of all, as a prime minister, the authorities in America will not allow you to put yourself in any danger on their soil. So you'll have no chance to reach there. But we know the intention is to go out there to play his showman so that he can get the people to come down and vote for him, you know, to pollute the election again. So if anything else, we're not going to be criticizing the intention or the fact that he throw something in because he's a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate him, Matt. He may just throw that there for people to go and make comments, for him to come and say, you see, I wanted to go help the people and they criticize. You know, that kind of nonsense. That is his style, Matt. But in a nutshell, we know he put in legislation to try to call up the election, and the intention is to go out there and try to win people, Matt.
Well, and I intend to talk to you a little later, Mr. Schillingford, on this very question of the electoral reform and the education that is now going on. We had a big meeting down there in Portsmouth last night. I'm hoping that you can join us sometime about 1 o'clock.
Well, I have no knowledge of what transpired in Portsmouth.
Yeah, but we'll share some of that with you.
I didn't listen to it for the simple reason that, again, the dishonesty that is taking place at the Electoral Commission, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That we receive, like you heard recently, that there was a Commonwealth Observer report.
Right.
That came out, and the chairman and the chief elections officer mm-hmm. together kept that report. Between them, and obviously the government side, I believe, would have seen it. And for months, Matt, we never saw that report. Until such time it broke off. And that's when we put some pressure on them so that we could see the report, Matt. Here it is that we, at the Commission, we ask for help from the Commonwealth in terms of legislation, Matt. We had some PhDs, PhD in law. We had other experts in elections, Matt. They came in, they gave a report on that same law that Skerrit is going to try to put, criticizing it, Matt, not being in support of it at all. Matt, the chairman came to us about a month ago and said he has received the recommendation from the Commonwealth, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yes, I'm following.
The same legislation that the Dominicans went on strike for, not strike, but had the demonstration for, Matt. The chairman is saying to big men at the meeting that he has received it, and they're going to go through it so that they can make it available to the commission. So I told him, and who you think he's speaking with? You don't have children in there. Go out to your home and control your children.
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm hoping you could answer because our time is limited this afternoon, very, very early. Why a national identification card instead of the election card?
Matt, regionally, that is what the... I've been using it in most of the jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
And the powers that be, the Commonwealth, believe it is a good.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little more this afternoon at 9:29. We are taking another phone call. That was Hillary Schlinford. Promised to be with us from about 1 o'clock this afternoon to speak about election reform and all the discussions taking place at this time. We'll be hot on the talk on the block. Hello, talk to me. Hello, somebody here? I'm sorry. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. Come back right after this.
Come to Dominica's most exquisite diaspora events, the pre-4th reunion gala at the Crave Lounge on 4519 North Pine Island Road in Sunrise, Florida. Celebrate
hey,
our culture.
Let's talk about how you like that thing you're going to do.
Featuring Gordon Henderson
of
Excite One.
You're basically saying go serve other people you're interested in. Move on to that.
Original Waddy Coley with Waddix and Oli and more. Saturday, November 11, Crave Lounge, Dominica's pre-40 reunion gala and dance. A dress formal event, a warm-up to the grand reunion. My love, my country, my Dominica. A vast variety of food will be served buffet style. Gordon Henderson will be in vintage style. And Waddy Coley will do it old-school style. $65 singles, $100 couple. Advance tickets only. Call 954-857-6966 for more information.
Hey, Kalajan Baptist, I just noticed that my microphone was open there when I was talking to you about talking earlier. How are you doing this afternoon or this morning?
Matt, good morning. You're confused, man. You're the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah, morning, afternoon. Just so many things happening at different times. But what's going on with you?
I'm good. Doing my usual. Being around, following the different vibes and what is happening in Texas, etc.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's very, very, very sad, huh?
Yeah, indeed. We have Dominicans who are there also. We need to keep them in our prayers there. And also, Matt, I saw, I just wanted to quickly touch on that. I saw a photo being circulated around that I found very despicable. And I'm asking those who are doing that to stop it.
You mean the minister
yes.
of trade?
Yes, a picture of him. They need to stop it and do not send those despicable photos to my phone. I'm denigrating people. I do not appreciate it. Those who are
especially, you know, when we're sick, people can't make fun of that.
You understand? I have a picture of the minister, you know, a bottle of soca rum, and I'm making fun of him.
And almost pretending there's live IV there, given he's been fed live IV. It's not a good thing, Kalai. I back you up on that one. You can make fun. You can make fun of these things.
No, not at all. I detest those who are doing that. And please cease and desist from doing that. Do not send those pictures to my phone. Please get that message, because I am not at all pleased. You do not do that to a human being at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Kalai John Baptist, what else is going on?
Well, we have the village council election now taking place in our community in Point Michel. We have 11 people going up. Have you voted yet, Matt?
Not yet, no. I will cast my vote sometime later this afternoon, a little after 4. The polls close at 5?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Have you decided on if you are voting for 5 or if you're voting for 1, 2, 3 or 4?
I think I vote for all 5, Kalal, but can you give me an idea, because I'm a little confused. How many people are going up?
For 5. Okay. 11.
All right, tell me the names on that list there.
I have the Karis P. Alexander Banker, John Irvin Blanchard, Credit Controller, Ian Bowers, Pinter, Melvina McBonnet, Domestic, and Karis Alexander, his symbol is the tree. Blanchard's symbol, it looks like the bird. Bower's signal is the bicycle. McBonnet's symbol is the car. Rachel's security manager, the boat. Sonia K. Felix, manager and agent, the symbol is the teacup. Dahlia Gregoire, chair's assistant, NEP, the symbol is the hat. Sherrianne Joseph, supervisor, symbol the lantern. We have Erica Louise Jules, secretary supervisor, symbol is the table. Ryan George Lantern, accounts clerk, the symbol is the chair. And Henry Hasselt Williams, retired engineer, symbol is the bat. Yeah, and it says the voting will commence at 8 o'clock in the morning and closes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
A lot of interest, Kalile, in the Port Michel Village Council.
A lot of wow. Interest. But I
don't think I've ever seen so many people going out for the election in Point Michel.
I don't know. I've always known us in the community to have a lot of people expressing their interest to take part in the village council elections. We've always had a lot of people. But I don't know if this is the most that we've ever had, but I know we've always had a lot of people who expresses their interest in going up. And remember, people, you can only vote for 5. You can vote for 1 if you want, 2, 3, 4 or 5. You cannot pass 5. And it's only 5, at the end of the day, only 5 of them that will be eligible. 5 at the end of the day that will win, that can win out of the 11.
You've casted your ballot just yet, Kalaja Mathis?
No, I have not. I have not, Matt. And once I have decided to do that, I will do that during the course of the day.
So you'll be voting for 5 individuals.
I've already picked up my those that I have decided that I will give a vote of confidence.
Okay.
I have the list with me, and I have already picked that up quite clearly right now. So
the mistake you can't make today, Kalai, on voting day is to tell the people, you know, with your influence, who you're going to vote for.
No, I'm not going to go down that road at all. Not going to go down that road. Vote for who you want. So if you don't want to go and vote, that is your right. Vote for who you want. I will not tell anyone who to cast their vote for. I am not favoring any particular.
What I can say at this time, Kalile, in recent times, I've found my village council a little too, there's some, you know, hard workers, they're a little too political. That's what I would say.
Well, yes, this the last time, in fact, people voted along party lines. There was a list being circulated the last time around, and I'm hoping that is not the case this time around, because I saw a lot of paraphernalia around the community, which is nice.
Yes.
The yeah. stuff went about putting up their paraphernalia on the post on the vehicle and saying what they intend to do, how they intend to assist, how they intend to make a change. That is nice, and I have no difficulties with that. But the issue of giving people a list and telling them to vote this five will be their choices. I don't think that's good enough. Let the people make their own decisions and take it from there. And maybe most times, Matt, it's not the best five who wins, because last time around there's an individual who did not even survive in the council because his name was part of the list, the five. And so people just go out there, vote wisely. That is as much that I will say.
Good advice, Kala.
And let's take it from there. And this evening we will know who will be the victorious person. That is all.
Yes. And I heard a note there from, of course, the cabinet secretary, just confirming that the minister of Trade, Energy and Employment and a member of parliament for the Portsmouth constituency was medically evacuated out of Dominica. He's actually shutting down those claims, Kalai, saying this is not true. Mr. Douglas left there on a flight, you know, with no nurse, no doctor, and was flown out to Cuba.
But what I will say on that is I wish Mr. Douglas, my good friend, best of health. I was hoping also that the government, maybe the CAPSEC, would have also given us an update on Mr. Ivor Stevenson. That would have been very, very nice. Mm-hmm. So we can know the status of the health. They are politicians, and if something is wrong with them, by all means, the people want to know. The taxpayers are paying for them, and they have been out of Dominica. Mr. Stevenson was out of Dominica. I do not know if he is yet back in state. So it would be nice that we get a status report as to how he is, how is he feeling, if he is back on island, etc. That would be nice. We wish he and Mr. Douglas and all the others all the best. Health is something that today is you, tomorrow is me. We do not know how we fall in, when we fall in, what happens to us. So one should never go rejoicing when one falls ill. And I detest anyone who does that. It's not good at all. And we need to pray for Mr. Stevenson and also Mr. Douglas and wish them speedy recovery.
And also, Kalan, we just want to remind you as well, the people of Houston, Dominicans, many Dominicans,
yes.
I'm being told there's a big debate this morning. Mr. Prime Minister announced last night that he may be heading to Houston soon. Some people are saying this is not the best time.
But who should tell the Prime Minister when to go to Houston, Matt?
Well, right now the conditions in Houston, not the best. So they're saying, maybe wait.
So what? I'm the Prime Minister of St. Lucia. When to Houston. So who should tell the Prime Minister when to go to Houston? If he feels that this is the right time to go, so be it. I think that is a non-issue. Personally, that is a non-issue. And we debate things that, makes no sense to me. He wants to go to Houston to meet the people. What is wrong with that?
The people of Houston are saying, well, if you can come, if you can make it, feel free.
Exactly my point.
That's what I was told by Mr. Banners this morning. So, who are we say? 9:41, Kalile. Thank you. We have our folks from the Muslim store coming up. We'll take a few more phone calls. It's 9:42. Hello. Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
How are you?
I am good. Heard other people calling in and weighing in, and I was just like keeping it clear, let them update you as to their area.
Where are you now as we speak?
I am home. Thank God the sun is out. Mm-hmm. Yesterday there was a river flowing in front of my house. It's gone.
Wow.
It's almost like what a difference a day makes. Mm. And Matt, I must say, I want to thank everybody that's been asking and been very concerned about everybody that's out here. And this is what we need. We just need to know somebody is there. That emotional support is more important than anything else.
Okay.
And while I'm on the phone, Judith Festina, she was a rock right throughout this.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the phone, like, you know, all times of the day. And looking at this, what was going on the television, I'm getting really concerned and fearful that we should move. I'm seeing what's going on. You all need to move. And I have to just reassure her, the water is not in the house. Yes, we are okay. But she was a rock. And I just want, if she's listening this morning, to just send this out and all your...
But tell me at this time, because a lot of people may still be concerned. What part of Houston are you as we speak?
Okay, I'm on the... You've got Houston, which is like the city. Then you've got the outskirts.
All right.
Like Pearland, Missouri City, Sugarland. So I'm between Sugarland and Pearland.
Okay.
In a city called Fresno. And this whole area is completely covered with water. Most of the places, some are draining out now.
Mm-hmm.
And where we are, you keep hearing about the Brazos River.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to overflow its bank. There's quite a few subdivisions in that area that they've actually asked them to evacuate, mandatory evacuation.
Okay.
Not that they're flooding right now, but the fear of the flood if that river breaks its bank. So we're still in danger. Although the rain has stopped falling, the storm has moved out. But the danger now is from the rivers overflowing in the area. So we're still not out of the woods yet. But thank God, you know, you can move around now. We were just, you know, completely stranded wherever we were. We could not move out. Nobody could come in the subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, this one is a lot better.
Well, I'm happy that you're safe this morning, and we'll keep praying for you. We have to make a stop and come back. Dominique, thank you very much. Our focus on Houston this morning. We'll meet again, of course, if God is willing. I'll be talking to Mr. Hillary Schillenfeld this afternoon on the ongoing talk of reform. We're coming back after this.
Visit NCCU and get your Learn While You Earn loan approved today. Further your studies online or on island and earn your first or postgraduate degree. Learn While You Earn gives you the opportunity and flexibility to study at home while you work and earn an income. It's the best of both worlds. Self-development while being employed. Low monthly payments and special terms are available. Visit your NCCU branch today for more details. Learn while you earn.
Driver's Auto Supplies has just received a shipment of quality used tires. This shipment includes a wide range of size of 15 tires. Yes, you heard me. We have received the popular size of 15 tires for your cars, pickup trucks, passenger buses, and SUVs. We have also received many size 13s and 14s. Of course, we always have available size 16s to 18. Bus drivers, vehicle rental companies, taxi drivers, and private vehicle owners, we have the tires that you have been asking for. So come visit us today or call us at telephone number 2770505. That is 2770505. Driver's Auto Supplies in Portersville, where Hayden's Wholesale used to be. Driver's Auto Supplies, quality tires at good prices. Come get your quality tires today.
I'm going to go back to this song because before we joined the Muslim store this morning, very, very powerful sound. Again, good morning, Houston. Good morning, Texas. Good morning, America.
I know the mountains get so high sometimes. I know the valley seems so wide. It seems this journey, it will never end.
We're hearing that both Hobby Airport and Bush International Airport should reopen tomorrow, August 31, at about 12 noon. Flights will have some 15-minute delays.
I know the heartaches are severe.
Just an update there on the airport situation in Houston.
will never change. It's tied, but there's an answer to all of life. Here's